I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's been a week full of developments in Ukraine, and it's only halfway through. Monday brought news of a weekend attack on a civilian convoy, which led to at least 15 people killed. Russian Ministry's Wally Kulikov says it's a cause for concern.
The attack on civilians has brought the civil war to a new level. It's a troubling sign when civilians become targets of civil disruption.
Visit our website to learn how you can help Russian ministries provide food and scripture to displaced families. Let's say you arrive at a venue, crowds are lined up, waving, cheering, taking pictures, and trying to shake your hand. Would you believe we're describing the arrival of a Bibles for China team in rural China?
It's a spontaneous celebration the moment you arrive with a Bible.
Barry Werner says BFC serves the national church by helping them provide God's Word.
We have an in-country partner that will match Bible for Bible, up to 10,000 Bibles, and they're $5 a piece. So anybody that helps with that, the impact of it is double.
Time's running out. September 1 is the last day for the match. How far will the next $5 you spend go? And is sign language universal? Some people think it is, but actually it's a fully developed language. And that means not only are there different languages, but different dialects within those languages too. In Mexico, AMG International is working with deaf kids to teach them at least two things. The first words they learn are God, mercy, and praise. And then the first thing they're taught, how to pray in sign language. Pray that AMG's ministry will be effective. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. It's a story of changed lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through storing evangelism. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.